It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Terry Johnson. He's with the Bridge City Cruisers because the Bridge City Cruisers and the Jamestown Classic Car Club are joining forces once again for the Hot Rod Junkies Car Show coming to Valley City. Terry, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about this Hot Rod Junkies Car Show that'll be held January 24th and 25th in the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center. This is something that's been pretty popular over the last couple of years, holding it where it's been at in the Winter Show, hasn't it, Terry?
Yes, it has. You know, I know Jamestown lost the capabilities of having this show at the Civic Center in Jamestown, and they were looking for a new venue, and they came to us, and we started talking about the Winter Show building, and voila, it's all put together, and both clubs are excited about it and looking forward to our third annual.
It's not open just to cars, but you open it up to other vehicles as well.
Oh, absolutely. You got snowmobiles. You got motorcycles. We don't care what you got. If it's unique, bring it. It's amazing when the spectators come and they just hang around and just enjoy the whole show. I mean, the building is full. We have a lot of different unique vehicles. And looking to this year, you know, we've got a couple unique vehicles coming. We've got one coming from that popular shed out of War Road, Minnesota, the Marvin Collection. They're bringing down a vehicle. If you all remember Animal House, the tank car in Animal House, we're going to get that at the show this year. We got a couple unique ones coming.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I know we talked about the Marvin Window Connection, bringing in every year you get a classic vehicle there, but something new, the Animal House vehicle. Oh, my word.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. We got confirmation that that they're going to come. So, you know, barring a blizzard, it'll be there.
That's great. Brings back that excitement when I was 8 years old and the Batmobile came to Fargo, one of the original Batmobiles.
Oh, yeah.
Taking us back.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Fun stuff. Yeah. Speaking of kids, you've got kids and adults alike probably love the valve cover races. Talk about that.
The Jamestown Classic Car Club member, Brian Kamlitz, who has been instrumental in this show, does this valve cover racing. And every year he has what they call a build clinic. So he'll get the kids to come up, they'll build their valve cover, and then they'll race them and have a great day at it. It's a lot of fun. It attracts a lot of attention. It just makes it a complete family event when you look at the different things that you know, we're going to have there. You know, they're even... if you can envision this, people are now starting to fix up wagons, like little red wagons, steel wagons from years gone by, and making them unique. We're asking people, if you have one built, bring it up and show it. We know those are out there. Every kid, I think 12 and under, will get a free Hot Wheels car. We're giving away two bikes to kids up at the show this year. So it's just a complete family event. It's just a lot of fun.
Keep in mind, too, they'll have vendors up there as well to choose from.
Yes. Yep. The Winter Show is actually putting the vendor show together, it should be a great time. So, you know, there's going to be a variety of things to do for everybody. So we're excited about this year and really looking forward to it.
And, Terry, if people want to get involved, they want to get their classic vehicle registered, how can they go about that?
They got two ways right now. Just jump on, go to the Facebook page of Bridge City Cruisers or Jamestown Classic Car Club. The registration forms are there. If you don't see it, there will be a contact information. Just reach out to one of the guys that they have listed, and they'll get you registered. The fees for the show... kids that are 6 and under get in free. 7 to 12, it's $5. Anything 12 above, it's $10. All veterans, military veterans, are $5. It doesn't cost a lot to get in, and you get to enjoy some really cool-looking cars, and kind of brings back memories of your yesteryears and bring smiles to your faces.
It sure does. I know I've been able to be there for the last 3 years, and it does all of those things that Terry says. That's for sure. It's January 24th and 25th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Yep. 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday in the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center. So get there and bring the whole family. Terry, anything else to mention that I forgot to ask you?
I think we even have that neon sign guy coming who builds signs with the neon tubes on them. And if you've not seen it, come to the show and just look at the display. I mean, it's just very fun to look at. And he'll have a lot of different things for sale. So kind of one of the cool vendors we like to see coming to the show.
All right. And if they have other details, people can contact Brian Kamlitz. His phone number is 701-320-6595 with the Jamestown Classic Car Club, or reach out to them or member of the Bridgehead Cruisers as well. Thank you, Terry. And you have a good car show ahead here, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
There is Terry Johnson with the Bridge City Cruisers, the Hot Rod Junkies Car Show coming to the Valley City. To the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center this Saturday and Sunday. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.